Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she woke up to a strange light and saw a dark silhouette of a man sitting at a desk. Was it a ghost, a dream? Was it something even worse?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear about it. So leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You could also go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. We've got a story today from Branson, Missouri.
Oh, Branson, Missouri's fun. We've been there a couple times.
Branson, Missouri is actually quite beautiful.
It is gorgeous down there. If you haven't gone, you must. And just the area itself, even if you're not into the Branson activities, just the area and the beautiful hiking and lake and all the fun stuff. It is a lovely area to go to.
You know, Branson's interesting because, and I think they're working on changing this a little bit, because it was for people 65 and up, or it was for people with young kids. You know, because they've got a great amusement park there. But it's like it didn't have a lot for, you know, 30-somethings for the longest time. And I think they're working on that.
That's good. You know, you have to be real careful with your branding in this world. And I think Las Vegas learned that the hard way, because quite a while back, Las Vegas thought they would be more family friendly.
Which makes
sense.
So
they started doing, like, you know, the resort casino things like Circus, right? Or Treasure Island, and things that would, appeal to a family. And what they found out, that's not why people go to Las Vegas.
It's like it never occurred to them that it was adults who just wanted to get shit-faced and gamble.
And be away from the kids, right? Yeah. And be able to do things they wouldn't normally do at home. And so then they had to turn around and make a whole new campaign was what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
Right.
And then we're going to go completely the way crazy other end of that you can do whatever you want in Las Vegas kind of thing. And so, yeah, I could see why Branson wants to kind of change it a little bit.
But, you know, it also is a great place because Tony lived there and it was a great place for outdoor activities. They've got a beautiful, ginormous lake that goes on for town after town after town, actually. And it's just a beautiful place to go.
It really is. I recommend it.
I think it's Table Rock Lake there.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it is.
But and it's then, just gorgeous.
Like, and then if you're in that neighborhood, you just as well go on down to Eureka Springs.
Do it. We talk about Eureka Springs all the time. But seriously, for anyone who listens to this podcast, you would love that place.
Yep. That's the place you want to be.
You're going to feel all kinds of feelings. Like, it's like you're going to go places you're like, ooh, there's something here.
It is totally haunted.
Yes.
You know, and even if they say it's not haunted, that doesn't mean it's not haunted. That means it's not super haunted like the other places.
Exactly.
Right? We haven't had a lot of complaints about haunting, just a few.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's just a really pretty area. And so if you ever get a chance to take a vacation in that area, you're going to love it.
I agree.
So, but I did stay at a hotel in Eureka Springs, the Joy Motel, and I don't think it was haunted, but it's since been renovated, so I think it's pretty cute because you enjoyed your stay. But
I did stay there.
It was the weirdest feeling. I did not think it was paranormal, but I did have this weird feeling like something really bad had happened in my room because it had a horrible smell. Like it was just, I didn't like it at all. It had these really bad vibes, but it wasn't paranormal.
Interesting.
It might have been that it was just in desperate need of renovations and I was just getting the creeps.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to go with that because the only other option would be serial killer and that seems extreme.
Or just rando murder. That could have been it too. I don't know, but it was just and the other weird thing about that, because I think it was in desperate need of renovation and they since did. And like you said, it's really cute now.
It's really cute.
It kind of felt like I was in a TV show, like about a weird hotel. Cause like the people next to me, I think it almost looked like a mom and son meth heads in the room next to me. And then there was like this kind of house in the middle of it that seemed like a hoarder lived in it. It was just and there was no housekeeping. There was never anybody at the front desk. Like if you needed the front desk, if you needed to talk to someone, he gave you his cell number. Like that's how no one was around.
Okay,
so I just kind of felt like I was on my own.
Yeah. Well, all of that does seem out of the ordinary.
But I don't think it was paranormal. But I was
I'm going to go not paranormal on that one. Maybe you overreacting, Carol overreacting to a bad smell, thinking it was, a murder, which I think is probably a jump.
But it could have been a dead varmint in the attic, too.
That's right. It totally could have been that or under the floorboards or whatever. Okay. So I think that. With all that said, though, people, they have redone that, and it's absolutely adorable, and it's got a nice restaurant. They have musicians that play in there, and it's super fun.
See, I think I would like to try that place again now.
Stay there. Yeah. I highly recommend
it. Because Kathy said she's going to stay there. I'm like, oh, don't stay there. I stayed there. She's like, oh, my God, but that's what we did, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and I had students.
Yeah.
With me, and we stayed there, and it's a fun location. It's a little a bit of a walk to downtown, but you can walk it, which is nice because then you can leave your car. It does have a pretty steep hill. If you're not good with hills, I don't recommend that. But it is a wonderful town, and like I said, it's not a whether it's haunted or not, it's all haunted.
Yes, agreed.
It's just the degree of haunting.
Now, I don't get that same vibe from Branson. But definitely there's going to be hauntings in Branson as well. So this is a story about Branson. Okay. And it says, "Hi, Real Ghost Stories Online Gang. Hey, this story isn't exactly about a ghost, but it leans into the paranormal. It's something I've never experienced before or since. In May 2024, my husband and I took our first trip to Branson, Missouri. We love the shopping, restaurants, and shows so much that we decided to return in October, hoping to see the fall colors and do some hiking. We booked the same hotel as before because our first day was great, the room was clean, and the service was excellent. We arrived at the hotel after dark, and the first odd event happened right away. When my husband checked us in, his key card wouldn't unlock our assigned room. He went back to the front desk. A hotel employee followed him to try it herself. She couldn't open the door either, neither with the key card or by physically turning the handle. It was like the door was locked from the inside. A second employee came to help, and even he couldn't get the door to budge. Finally, they decided to give us another room just a few doors down, and this time we got in without any trouble. We slept well that night, no more issues. The following night, however, something strange happened while we both were asleep. I suddenly woke to a bright light at the foot of the bed. Within this light, I saw the black one-dimensional silhouette of a man crouched over a desk. It looked as though there was a thin veil around him, almost like he was sitting inside a small tent. He seemed too large for the desk, and he never moved. He was frozen in place. I remembered blinking repeatedly, trying to convince myself I was imagining things. I could feel my husband's leg against mine, which ruled out the possibility that he was the one sitting at the desk. For some reason, the thought came to me that this was a soldier from a distant time writing a letter late at night. Oddly enough, I wasn't frightened, just completely baffled. Eventually, I drifted back to sleep. In the morning, I told my husband what I'd seen. His immediate question was, "Why didn't you wake me up so I could see it too?" Honestly, I was so startled and in disbelief that the idea never even crossed my mind. We tried to explain away what I'd seen. The room was dark, the blinds were closed, and there were no lights on. Yet I'd seen a bright light and a large silhouette that didn't fit the physical space near the foot of our bed. Maybe it was a dream, but I remember questioning it in real time and feeling my husband right next to me. So that's my paranormal-ish experience. I hope you enjoyed hearing about it. I can't wait to hear what you think. Thanks so much for all you do on the podcast. Keep up the great work. That's from Lisa. I get the biggest kick out of that experience, and then she uses the term paranormal-ish. I would say it's pretty paranormal. Now, it could have been she was, maybe there was some kind of dream state, but it was so real that she feels her husband next to her.
I mean, I've had dreams that feel very, very real. So I guess it's possible that it was a dream. It doesn't sound like it was. It sounds like, you know, I am convinced that sometimes in a kind of, we're able to clear our minds and connect with things that happened in the past that, you know, like I remember a dad telling me once that, you know, at some point, everything is still happening, right? That because of the way the light shines, at some point in this stream of light or whatever, everything is still, like if you could just go back, you know, things still occur. He never felt like everything just stopped, right? Like this is still happening. And I wonder if somehow that we connect to some sort of, you know, collective consciousness and we see something that was maybe something that did happen back there. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's a residual haunting. I do think Branson was the site of probably quite a bit of activity during the Civil War.
Yeah.
You know, that things happened in that neck of the woods, literally. And I wonder if she just connected to something that happened and was able to see something that happened previously. Yeah, but you know, every now and then people say that they saw soldiers walking or marching or this or that. And I'm like, is it a residual haunting? Are these people doing this over and over and over? Or are you just seeing, you know, able to see something that had happened there? You know, was mm-hmm. this motel built on this site of a camp, you know, a Civil War camp site?
And, you know,
and you
just
happened to see it.
Yeah, because I just looked it up. Branson, Missouri is an outstanding location for history buffs. So I think they had some Civil War history right around Branson. Wilson's Creek National Battlefield.
Okay, but you know, somehow you have to move the troops to the battlefield,
exactly.
Right? So you might have camped in this location.
Oh, absolutely. Because they would have
been
spread
out.
Tent, yeah.
Wrote some letters or orders or whatever you were doing at the desk. And I just wonder if she tapped into something that happened and could see
it. Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. Because, you know, we wake up every night, like, especially women, like, who knows how many times I wake up in the night? 10?
Right.
15, I don't know. I wake up a lot. So to wake up and see, you know, a bright light and see something like that, you know you woke up.
Uh-huh.
So that's the weird thing. And it was so real. Like, she knows her husband's right next to her in bed. She can feel him there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that she needs to not refer to this as a paranormal-ish experience and just say she had a paranormal experience.
I agree. I think so. I'm not sure that it's a ghost in the way we think of a dead spirit that's, you know, still staying somewhere. Personally, I mean, maybe that's the case, but somehow just because it was an entire scene.
Mm-hmm. And that is something you would have seen during the Civil War era, was a man in a tent writing a letter, and he could have been like a general or somebody.
Mm-hmm. But I think that she caught a glimpse into something, a very private moment of someone's life, and just was able to peek into it, which I think is super cool.
But she doesn't act like it terrified her in any way.
No,
like it had nothing to do with her. She just saw him doing what he was doing. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Now, if he's standing there, like we've talked about before, like waking up to see a soldier, somebody armed standing at the foot of your bed, that would scare the shit out of me, because I'm going to assume that person is a serial killer here to murder me.
Right.
This guy is just writing a letter. It had nothing to do with her.
But I wonder if there's some sort of connection between them that, you know, made this happen. But it's more of a vision
that
she saw something.
And here's the thing. And it said, she said in this, for some reason, the thought came to me that this was a soldier from a distant time. That's how psychics get their information. Like it's that it just is in their head. Like they'll see something, they'll feel something. And that's what you and I often will dismiss. Or not always you and I, but, you know, regular folk, we dismiss that when it could be you actually had a bit of a premonition or a bit of a feeling, a psychic feeling.
Yeah. And that's why I mean, like, I feel like there's a connection between these two for some reason. I don't know why. But I think that, you know, sometimes we can see. You know, if you're really lucky, right, you could see things that have happened, or maybe you hear something that happened too. I think I tend more towards the audible, where I hear people say things, but I just feel like there's a connection here that this was given to her for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the reason is, but she would be better person to answer that. I think she was, you know, had the opportunity to see something, and she did, and she's definitely got some kind of, like, I think maybe you're right. I think maybe it's a little bit of psychic abilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought that was a great story. So thank you very much for that, Lisa. Here is a phone call.
Hey, y'all. It's Christina from Woodstock, Georgia. I was just calling. I was listening to a few ghost stories last night, and I just so happened to remember this one from, oh gosh, I can't remember what grade I was in elementary school. I just know I was young. I went to Woodstock Elementary off of Main Street in Woodstock, Georgia, and it's over 100 years now. I think it was over 100. Just about when I went there. I went to the original Woodstock Elementary School, the brick building with Woodstock, the Charlie Brown bird was on it, you know, the old timey Woodstock. But anyways, their library, my mom even went to that. That just goes to show you, it's really old. Well, I remember I went into I was in the library, and they had a picture of one of the librarians who had passed away. They had like a memory wall of her, and it was right where, like, the back, like where they kept like all like the extra stuff, like storage and whatnot. So you would go in, and, like, you know, you first go into the library, and it was the little kid section, and then as you get closer to the back where that storage room is back there, it's like older books, you know, it goes up to sixth grade books. So I was, you know, I was back there and I see this lady and, you know, she's older looking, you know, she's got like that, kind of like a beehive looking hairdo. And I'm just like, I've seen her before. And, you know, I'm like just thinking in my little elementary school mind, like, oh, she looks familiar. And then I just so happened to look up at the picture of the lady, of the librarian who had passed away. And her full body apparition is just standing right there, right in the doorway of the storage area. And I look at the apparition. I look back at the picture. I look at the apparition. I look back at the picture. I'm like, in my little elementary school mind, I'm kind of freaking out. But I'm kind of confused at the same time because I'm like, what is this? And, you know, I want to say that's probably one of the first paranormal experiences that I have had or that I ever had. I mean, that was the very first, that's the furthest or the earliest one I can remember. And I really want to say I was in like first grade, even kindergarten maybe. But I just remember having that little freak out moment in my little elementary school brain, like, this doesn't make sense, you know, because it was like, you know, known that she had passed away. She was a very good, like, person, very sweet lady and everything. And I just remembered that. And I don't remember, I mean, it was so long ago. I don't remember if she had just, like, you know, vanished or what, or if I ran, I can't remember exactly. I just remember seeing it right there and me just freaking out. But I had to call you guys. I don't remember the story I was listening to last night, but it just reminded me of that moment. And I do this all the time where I'm listening to y'all's show and then I'll remember something that, I mean, that has been, that I blocked away years ago, and it'll just, you know, to come back to the front of my mind. And I'm like, oh, I forgot this happened. Because, you know, scary shit tends to, I tend to block it out of my life because I don't want to remember it. But I thought that was a cool little experience that y'all would find amusing. I can't thank you guys enough for this outlet for all of us. It has really helped, just with everything. And it makes me feel comfortable that I'm not the only one out there that experiences things like this. People think I'm crazy. They look at you funny and like, it's like, you can't even speak your mind about it because people just are so quick to judge. But I have a little ghost crew that I will call it at my work. And like, we meet up in the break room and like, hey, did you hear this story? Like, we listen to your stories and stuff. And it's really neat. Anyways, thanks again for everything, y'all. Y'all have a good one and take it easy.
My God, that was a creepy experience she had.
You know what? Library ghosts are classic.
Yeah.
Classic library ghosts. To the point they even put one into Ghostbusters, right?
It's true, they did, yeah.
They had, it starts, the very first Ghostbusters ghost is a library ghost. And she was a good one, too. My ghost, my full apparition ghost, was a library ghost.
Mm-hmm. Now, she saw the librarian, you saw a little girl.
I saw a little girl. But I think that it, you know, you get it. Libraries are places where, you know, the librarian herself is obviously very dedicated, very committed to the cause of a library, right? That dissemination of knowledge, of experience, of adventure, all the things that a library can provide for people. And so it would make sense that it would be hard to leave that.
Mm-hmm.
Super mm-hmm. committed to it. You spent so much time there. It was a really important thing. Literature is very important to you if you're going to go into that field. So I can understand the librarian's stake. Mine happened to be a little girl, which was interesting. So that would be a different kind of ghost. I'd have to you know, think why a little girl would be haunting a library. But, you know, apparently other people than me saw that little girl. So it, you know, it was for sure a, you know, a haunting there. But for her to just, you know, see the face, but then turn towards the door and see the full apparition of the woman is very interesting.
And it didn't seem to go away immediately, as they do sometimes, because she's like, I look at the picture, I look at the apparition, look at the picture, look at the apparition.
Right.
And that is a lot for a kid to process. Like, what am I experiencing? This is like a memorial wall to the beloved librarian.
Yeah, and you know, you know exactly the wall she's talking about, right? They're all over the place.
That is so creepy.
I know. But, like, I do think, what do you think the percentage of libraries that are haunted? 100%?
I wouldn't go that far, because, like, we have a new library here that's brand new, state of the art, does not feel haunted.
Okay, but it will in about 50 years.
Yeah, but those old Carnegie libraries, like one that you were at, and, you know, the ones built, what, in the 30s, 40s?
Uh-huh.
Was that the time frame?
You know, well, earlier than that, I think it was around the 1900s.
Okay.
That they were really built in those 1900s.
Oh, yeah, maybe. 1900s-ish. And a lot of cities have those. Like, you and I last summer went to a town outside of Wichita here and we went past the library. You just drive past those old libraries and you can pick up the activity from your car.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think the other thing that Christina brings up that is, we've kind of mentioned this recently on the show, but I think is true, is that it's nice to have an outlet, because you don't, who do you tell these stories to? Who do you tell this experience to that you don't think is going to roll their eyes and think you're stupid? Right. Yeah. And yet it was a profound experience, maybe even a little traumatizing. And you need to tell somebody, but who do you tell?
Running that risk of, look at Carol, she's a little crazy.
It's a risk that you run. And so that's why it is nice. And I love that she has this group of people at work that she can say, did you hear that story? That was, you know, or whatever. And that they can bounce it off each other. I love that.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good story, though.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. You can always write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Advance episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Go to Apple Podcasts, sign up there, or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.